Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
The Revolution of Juan McCarthy is sponsored by Fidelity Bank Bahamas, J.S. Johnson, Commonwealth Bank, Burger King, Atlantis Paradise Island, Marlin Marine, the Insurance Commission of the Bahamas, and Popeyes.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. I have had my guests for today cancel on me for the second hour, so we got a full show of just us talking. And I've also had my guests for tomorrow have to postpone till next week. My guest for tomorrow was actually going to be Anglerston MP Glenys Hannah-Martin, but they had forgotten that yesterday was the wrap-up of the budget, would be the wrap-up of the budget debate, and therefore they're going to have to postpone till sometime next week. All right, so we'll deal with that next week, and then my guests for the second hour is a paid guest in there, having to reschedule as well. So we're going to talk about a couple of things today. We got time today. All right. The first thing I want to discuss is the fact that I lost my cool on a frequent caller yesterday. All right. Now, I don't feel about anything that I said or how I acted, except for the fact that I feel weaker than I imagine myself to be because I let somebody frazzle me who I really should not have. All right? Now, I pride myself on having a great deal of patience in my life, in terms of my conduct with other people, in terms of my relationships with my family, in terms of my relationships with my children, in terms of my relationships with my colleagues here at work, and certainly in terms of this show, where I try to have people express viewpoints that I totally disagree with, but still allow them the space to voice what they want to say. I listen intentionally to them and try to respond in a manner that may make sense, all right? Here's what I'm not going to tolerate, though, right? I'm not going to tolerate someone taking my exceeding kindness for weakness or to view that as some sort of sense of entitlement to anything. So for Anton, who I've been exceedingly kind to in the face of very robust criticism daily, I have people tell me that they turn the channel frequently. They walk up to me on the street and tell me they turn the channel, right? I've allowed him the space to come on this show and talk ad nauseum for minutes at a time, to express numerous viewpoints, and he's a really, you know, he doesn't communicate effectively. That's why I think a lot of people don't enjoy listening to him. But having allowed you to do that for months and months and months and months, for you to try to clap back at me after I decide that I'm going to end a call on my show because I don't feel it's good for the conduct of my show is too much for me. All right? And I regret losing my cool, but I don't regret letting you know that it ain't cool with me. So you're banned from the show, at least for June. I'll see about July. So don't call, don't text. You have many other platforms to communicate on. I have allowed so many of you so much leeway all the time. I'm not going to take any sort of pushback because you feel entitled that you must be able to do what you want to do on my show. And that's what it is, right? It's good for my emotional health. I find in life when you have relationships that aren't working smoothly to distance yourself from that relationship. All right. So I'm mentally distancing myself from him. You call whoever else you like, but it's not going to be this show. Right? We're done in that respect, at least for the next few weeks. You can think about how kind I've been to you and the swiftness with which you get angered because I want to conduct my show the way I want to conduct it. Think about that, and I'll think about whether I want to hear from you again. All right? So we'll do that that way. All right? Now, let's talk about a couple of things. It says, hey, Juan, who's the girl who does the introduction for the show? Is that someone's daughter? No, that's, I'm sure she is someone's daughter, yes, but that's April Moss, who's our production assistant. So, in case you, I don't know. It says, hey, Juan, y'all really need to ban Anton from Talk Radio. The public is sick of this dude. He calls every show. Can you produce a screen, this brother? Well, he's not going to be calling this show, so you don't got to worry about that. Dwight can do what he wants. Levin can do what he wants, etc. It doesn't matter to me, but it's not going to happen on my show. All right, so a couple of things. And I'm going to get into this concept of emotional health in a bit, right? In terms of why it's important for men to have good emotional health, right? We talked about your physical health yesterday, your emotional health. Your mental health is just as important, okay? So, a few things let's discuss. First thing is, and I know you guys are probably going, gee, this guy has a real problem with what goes on in Parliament. I want to be gentle about this because I know Paisel Forbes. And I consider him a friend, you know what I mean? We don't hang out, we don't kick it. But he's always been very supportive of me, and I feel an affinity toward him, all right? So I want to be gentle about it. But why are you crying in the House of Assembly? What did I miss? Is it because you are so pained that you will no longer represent South Andros after the next election? Because you already had a chance to address that in the House and you cried then. Is it because the FNMs gave you a standing ovation at the end of your speech? Because I don't know what you thought that was, but I have to help you understand. The Free National Movement does not care at all about your political future. They campaigned against you last time, all of them, or just about all, went down there. And they would have campaigned against you again and called you all sorts of corrupt and all this stuff like that. Were you running on the ticket again? They don't care. They don't care. Do you think, did you notice that they didn't give anyone else a standing ovation? From the FNM who's leaving? Lanisha Roll, not a single person. Dwayne Sands, well, he's still there, but when he left cabinet, did anyone give him a standing ovation? Chester Cooper thanked the man for his service. Not one of his former cabinet colleagues applauded, let alone stood up. Mark Humes didn't get a standing ovation. These are your colleagues now, not Brent Simonet. Why do you think they're giving you a standing ovation? Because they want to throw it in their political opponents' faces. All right? Again, I said I'd be gentle about this. The reason you're not running in South Andros isn't because the brave Davis or the leadership of the PLP did you dirty. It is because you did not protect your political interests in Mangrove Key and Central and South Andros to the extent that the PLPs in Mangrove Key and Central and South Andros told Fred Mitchell, told Brave Davis, that if you run Picewell again, we'll vote for the PLP no matter who the PLP runs, but we are not campaigning for you. What would you have them do? You should have protected your interests and none of this would have been an issue. You think Brave Davis wanted to run you? The people told him no. We're going to not campaign. We're going to not put our feet on the ground if you run Picewell. I'd tell someone, call me, tell me I lie. They didn't want you. They entertained money. Pinling. Now they got Leon Lundy. This is known widely. All this is a spectacle at this point. This continuing to talk about how much you wish you would be running again. And I'm trying to be gentle about this. If you had done what you were supposed to do, you would be running again. There would be no need for crying. All right? When you understand politics and the business that you are in, you will feel comfortable with the fact that your future, in terms of the nomination, is up to you. If you take care of the people in your constituency who choose the nominee, who work the constituency, who are on the ground, then you will have no problems. None. Look at Dwayne Sands. Look at Michael Pintard. It is an open secret that Dr. Minnis wanted to deny Dwayne Sands and Michael Pintard a nomination. He just got an issue with them. The people from Marco City, when they went down there, when they went up there, when the people from New Providence went up there, the FNM leadership went up there, the people from Marco City sat down and told them, it ain't gonna happen. You to run Pintard, we don't campaign. And you already having issues in Grand Bahama. When they tried that with Elizabeth, the people in Elizabeth said, the FNMs in Elizabeth said, that's not going to happen. If you want problems, you try it. Mark Humes, Chanel Ferguson, Lanisha Roll, Halson Mutri, you failed to protect your political interests. Therefore, you are going to be exiting politics. This ain't rocket science. This is real simple. Popularity is political capital. When you lose it, you lose your value. The party is only interested. Let me help you. Everyone who's going into politics, all y'all campaigning for the PLP, and y'all think everyone love y'all. It ain't no love. The people on the ground need to love you. The people in your party don't need to love you. It is only about how valuable you are to the party. When you become a liability, you're done. Right? They don't care about you, Paiswa. They don't care that Lanisha Roll ain't getting no nominate. They don't care. They're securing their political interest. They are ignoring Dwayne Sands, ignoring Peter Turnquest, ignoring Lanisha Roll and Mark Humes. Because to applaud them would put them out of favor with the prime minister. He's that petty. So please, stop all the crying in parliament. All the whining. All the woe is me. The pity party. Protect your political interests. The best way to do that is by ingratiating yourself with those who operate the political machinery on the ground in your constituency. Please. There's no time for that. All right? It's going to sound cold. Politics is blood sport, man. Ain't no room for all this emotion. All right. They only, again, if you're weeping because you think that they have some great affinity for you to the extent that they got up and banged on the table, they don't. They're using this as an opportunity to hurt their political opponents. Politics, you are only as valuable to any political party insofar as you further their political interests. And the first rule in politics that you would begin to understand is the enemy of my enemy is my friend. All right? And the PLP does it too. Right? The PLP, they love it when Alcide Moutry goes off on the prime minister. They love it. The man done insult Brave Davis' wife, right? Insinuate all kind of darkness, but Fred, not darkness, insinuate stuff, but Fred Mitchell. Right? Call people in your party perverts, but they stood by Moutry when he came to flay the prime minister. Why? Because Moutry and his beef with Minnis hurts the FNM. Therefore, the PLPs are with it. Your rift with Brave Davis hurts the PLP, therefore the FNMs are with it. Understand what you're involved with, and then you won't have these tears. You won't have all this emotion. Look to the people in your life who affirm your existence and value you in a deeply personal way. Look to them. Don't look to someone who's a member of a political party who only values you insofar as how much it furthers the interest of that party or themselves and or themselves, okay? I'm saying this, and I ain't saying this to tear down pies. Well, I'm saying this to let you guys know who are going into politics, who are entering these political parties. Wake up, eh? It ain't because nobody love you or you're such a good person. It ain't none of that. It is what can you do for the party? That is it. And as soon as you become a liability to the party, for example, you are so unpopular that the people on the ground will not campaign for you, then you can expect that those relationships will end. And there's no need to cry about it because they were transactional in nature to begin with. Okay? Man, why are you doing Pisceful like that? Allow the man to bow gracefully. I see nothing wrong with him being emotional yesterday. That's fine. You see nothing wrong with him being emotional. No problem. I'm trying to help him to understand what's going on. It says, what I miss. Oh, yesterday? Yeah. It says, there's nothing to think about, Juan. None of us want Anton on your show or any show. We, the people, are speaking to you. It says, I respect your opinion to ban Anton. I hear the party bells now. Juan turned into Facebook, banning people indefinitely. LOL. But I respect your choice. Real question, though, how do you know he won't text on another number? Because I missed the show yesterday. Wow, I always miss the festivities. Y'all got him spoiled. On topic, men's health is very important. We have to stop disregarding it. Yeah, and we're going to talk about it. It says, good afternoon, Juan. You have a great show, bro. We listen every day. Thanks so much. Morning, Juan. I agree with your position on Anton. I'm a full-time PLP after voting from 1972, and I don't agree with his approach. I don't know if he's an official spokesperson for the party, but he's a turn-off most of the time. This says, Minnis is the biggest liability, to be honest. Most FNMs I know are not voting for Minnis and these Long Island decent FNMs. Boy, I'll have to see that. I won't lie to you. I can't call much, but I got to see that for Long Island not to vote FNM. Juan, when you work the ground for the FNM, you get nothing. Now they're trying to push this vaccine on us. I will be voting DNA. Okay. Now, something else I wanted to discuss was the fact that for a few days, the reports of COVID positive cases have gone down. Now, normally just the number of cases going down isn't that big a deal to me unless we see a consistent trend over time. But the level of testing versus the number of positive cases is what I tend to look at, as well as the hospitalizations and the deaths. Now, the cases, the percentage is going down, all right? So we're now, for a couple of days now, around 5% or so, all right? The problem is, though the number of cases is going down, the number of deaths is still pretty consistent. The level of hospitalization is still very high, including those who are in the ICU. Now, I want to believe that the number of positive cases coming down, I'm hoping to believe that has something to do with vaccinations. All right, now, I'm not crazy. I know you can still catch coronavirus if you get vaccinated. But we've seen as the vaccinations have ramped up in countries around the world, the number of cases, hospitalizations, deaths are going down. So we're trending in the right direction with cases. It must have got something to do with vaccinations, because or COVID done, everyone done had it, and it did Peter and I, because it ain't got nothing to do with no restrictions or whatever like this, all right? Because you've had things open up more tourists come, less cases, all right? So I'm hoping that it has something to do with vaccination, all right? Now, you don't want the vaccine, that's fine. If you are in danger of being severely impacted by COVID-19, my suggestion to you is to go speak to your doctor and ask him about getting vaccinated. All right? That's your choice. But I would consider it carefully with a health professional if I were someone who out there who, you know, you're older, you got comorbidities, because a 38-year-old woman just died. All right? So consider it. Very seriously, all right, is what I would say to you. We got a phone call? That's fine. Good afternoon. Welcome to the revolution. Hello, good afternoon. Are you there?
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Yeah, how you doing, good buddy?
I'm great. How's it going?
Yeah, I'm trying to follow and learn a little bit about this politics that you're describing myself.
Mm.
The other day when we were dealing with Mr. Miller's situation in Tall Pines, when apparently the PLP party said they was not running him anymore, and he was raising all the hell, but the people in Tall Pines wanted him. He was going to run, even have the run independent. Eventually, Mr. Leslie Miller apparently stepped aside. Now we see Mr. Leslie Miller all on the ground, wherever the PLP entourage go, he all over the place puts soldier campaigning like a general, right?
Mm, yeah.
That's what I'm seeing. In the case of Mr. Paisel Form, I know Mr. Paisel Form has been an employee of ZNS, a radio announcer. Then he became an MP for South Andros. Then he became an ambassador for the Bahamas to CARICOM or wherever that is. Other than politics, what does Mr. Paisel and Forbes do if he doesn't go back in the House anymore? Because it seems that once you go inside this House of Assembly, you don't never want to leave because you can't do nothing else other than go to House Assembly. And I'd be wondering why they get so emotional when it comes time that the party says, well, okay, we want to send some younger people in, some new people in, or the constituency don't want you no more, and then you go break down crying in public in the House Assembly, and all kind of people could be banging on the door, on the desk. The last thing I wanted to talk about in regards to what you was talking about this morning, a few weeks ago I mentioned the situation with Antoine. I mean, whatever the guy's name. And you know, and I know a lot of people around the streets and everything, and I know people in the hierarchy of the PLP myself, and I've asked them, is this man an official spokesman for the PLP party? And they tell me, Sparky, we don't know what this man would be doing because we never asked him to speak on behalf of the PLP party. They didn't do that when Terry Christie was there, and Mr. Brave Davis never asked him, and I could tell you that, never asked him to be the spokesman for the PLP party. Fred Mitchell is the chairman and the spokesman for the PLP party. And there's Antoine coming on your talk show and all of these talk shows, as if he's the spokesman for the PLP, has been annoying so many PLPs around here that a lot of us are tired of y'all giving him time to even talk on your shows. So I'm glad you banned him. I mean, the rest of them banned him from in the morning.
Okay. Thanks, Sparky. And see, therein lies the problem as well. And I'll read this text. As well. It says, Juan, you cut Anton off. Please stop wasting time reading quotes about Anton. We have better things to discuss. So please, bro, read the important text, please. Talk about the budget. And that's therein lies the issue. When my show becomes about you and your conduct on my show, then it's a problem. All right? And this is not about you. And therefore, let's just not have you involved. And then it won't be a problem, okay? But I'm going to read the text. It's fine. People are, you know, I'm going to give them respect, that level of respect today to talk about it. But let me read a couple of these. You have to watch Mr. Davis and the PLP opposition. They only speak with beautiful words that tantalize the ears, but they lack substance and know-how. They're not the answer. I wouldn't say they lack know-how. You can make an argument that they lack substance. But this notion that the PLP is just void of people who know what they're doing in terms of governance is nonsense. One, I find myself swaying toward the PLP, but I'm turned off every time I hear Anton's voice. I think Anton's constant calling the talk shows does more bad than good for the party. Someone from his party should talk to him. All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll come back. We're going to discuss emotional health, among other things.
The Sourdough King is back at Burger King Nassau. This fan favorite features 2 quarter-pound savory flame-grilled beef patties topped with thick-cut smoked bacon, 4 slices of melted American cheese, ketchup, and creamy mayonnaise, all on toasted sourdough slices. Get your sourdough sandwich as a single or a double and add ice-cold Pepsi and fries or onion rings for a perfect way to fill your day. The flame-grilled Sourdough King is only here for a limited time and only available at Burger King Nassau, where taste is king.
Hello, sir. Your credit card bill is due. Hello, sir. It's time for your monthly loan payment. Tired of creditors pounding at your door? Sign up for a debt consolidation loan from Fidelity Bank and consolidate your debt into one low monthly payment. What's more, you will also earn interest on a built-in savings account. The pandemic has curbed many freedoms, but at Fidelity, our focus is to help regain your financial freedom. Visit a branch or speak to Fidelity Bank at 356-7764. COVID safety measures in place at all branches. Fidelity, we're good for you.
Marlin Marine is going digital to better serve you. Check out our digital showroom at marlin-marine.com or visit our Facebook page and select shop to view our stock, speak with a sales agent, or request a quote. Be prepared this hurricane season with our lineup of Generac portable and standby generators. Our diesel and LP standby generators give you clean, uninterrupted power, while our portable generators provide convenient power where you need it, keeping you connected no matter the conditions. Find the Generac that best suits you. Contact Marlin Marine today and our sales agents will be sure to help. Call 393-7873, visit marlin-marine.com, and follow our social media pages to stay updated on our latest products. When the power cuts out, Generac steps in. So get your Generac generator today at Marlin Marine, giving you power on land and sea.
Tired of banks forcing you to use technology to bank the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Travel less, but vacation more by indulging yourself and your family with the ultimate staycation getaway at Atlantis. Sleep in, relax, play, go out. Say yes to a fantastic staycation in your very own paradise just over the bridge. For reservations, call 363-6483 or visit Atlantis Local on Facebook for details.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio. So I wanted to start off, I had to get some of those other things out the way, but I wanted to talk to you today. You know, we can discuss other things, but I wanted to talk to you today about emotional health. All right, and I've been wanting to talk to you about this for a while, mental health, emotional health, but let's focus more on emotional health. So your emotions come from, of course, your mind, all right? Your mind is your consciousness, your mind is a function of your brain, all right? Your brain, your frontal lobe deals with, you know, your thinking, it forms your personality, right? Your problem solving, right? It deals with, well, your frontal lobe doesn't deal with your memory. I think that's your cerebellum. But you have your cerebrum, your cerebellum, and your cerebral cortex. All right, but emotions stem from your mind, all right? Your mind takes in information and processes it, all right? Your mind, your sense of your eyes, your ears, your sense of smell, your sense of taste, your sense of pain, all that goes through the processing centers in your mind, through your central nervous system, all right, through the many billions of neurons that are going off in your brain, all right? You want to have good emotional health because if you have good emotional health, and it's important for men, all right? Because, and I don't mean to start any sort of a deep gender comparison, but men who have emotional health problems have far worse outcomes than women. All right? Why do I say that? Okay, so it's something like 1 in 4 women are at some point diagnosed with anxiety or depression. All right? And they, by and large, seek help for that, all right? Whether it's through meditation, yoga, other techniques, therapy, all right? Different ways they do it. And their outcomes are much healthier, all right? About 1 in 10 men reports suffering from anxiety or depression, right? However, when men feel anxious, depressed, emotionally unable to deal with what is going on in their lives, they tend to deal with it not through therapy or through prescription drugs or through healthy, holistic practices. Men tend to deal with it with substance abuse. Men start to develop antisocial personality disorder. Men take their own lives, all right, at a far greater rate than women, particularly in the Bahamas, all right? Women do attempt suicide and women do take their own life, but men do it, all right? By and large, men will commit suicide because they're unsure how to deal with their mental and emotional well-being, all right? Now, having good emotional health doesn't mean that you're happy and you're always, oh, it means that you're able to deal with the world, all right? You're able to deal with things, all right? You're able to resume control of your thoughts, control of your feelings, control of your behavior. You're able to deal with life when it presents challenges to you in a constructive manner. You're able to pick yourself back up when you experience failure or a setback, okay? It doesn't necessarily mean you're happy and bubbly all the time. But when you tend to have good emotional health, all right, you're able to have good relationships because you feel good about yourself, all right? If you don't feel good about yourself or you don't feel good within yourself, it is extremely difficult to have good relationships with other people, all right? I consider myself to be very emotionally healthy. No one is perfect, of course, because I'm aware of my emotions. And I can process them and deal with them as we go along. Does that mean I don't feel stressed? No. Does that mean I don't get angry? No. Does that mean I don't get sad? No. It means I know how to manage those things when I feel that way. All right? It means that I understand when a challenge is too great for me to deal with on my own, and I need to seek help, all right? I'm emotionally healthy because I understand that I need to take care of myself in order to preserve myself. You understand what I'm saying? So these are the things that signify good emotional health. Not if you're always cheerful or happy or bubbly. It's a capacity to deal with your emotions. And we have been taught as men that confronting your emotions and acknowledging your emotions is a sign of weakness. But some of the strongest people I know, some of the strongest men I know, are those who are able to recognize what they're feeling, deal with what they're feeling, and express what they are feeling. And the men I know who are like that, including myself, right? We didn't get there because we're just blessed, right? We got there because we worked at it, all right? When you have good emotional health, you'll start to understand that you'll have better physical health. And your body, the machine that it is, that operates on this, operates best when there's this reciprocity between your mind and your body. All right? We're going to talk about, when we come back, how do you get there? How do you improve your emotional well-being? How do you work on that? Right? How did I get there? Again, I'm not perfect. Right? Far from it. But it's something that we need, not only so that we don't seek negative ways to deal with our emotional issues, but because it will improve your quality of life. All right? Because you will feel emotionally healthier and physically healthier. People with good emotional health, they have lower blood pressure, all right? Reduced risk of heart disease, all right? They often lose weight easier because they're not stressed. They're not your brain's not releasing cortisol into your system when you feel stressed, and that prevents you from losing weight or makes you gain weight. So we're gonna talk about how to have better emotional health for men, and to the extent that any women can pick up on this too, that's great. But it's Men's Health Month. And I'm a man, so I'm going to speak to the men. All right? We got to take a break for news. We'll be right back.
Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Bhai, why you look so mashed up, like clothes at the washer?
No, bhai, just a hard day. What?
Hard day? What happened? The breakfast lady ran out of tuna and gritsy.
We need to start joking about everything, you know. This serious, bhai. This real serious, bhai.
Bhai, what's serious? Tell me.
All right, well, today, boss gave us, boy, one big, big contract. And nobody else get a chance, and nobody say nothing.
Boy, you know that ain't right. You know government contracts ain't supposed to go that way.
Yeah, but nobody's saying nothing. Boss man just tell people to sign the papers. Then he sent me to meet his boy downtown and collect this envelope.
You need to tell somebody. You need to become a whistleblower.
You know I's a real man, but I never blow no whistle. I be drunk all my life in Junkano.
No way. A whistleblower is someone who tells people what they see when they see something wrong happening at work.
But I ain't no whistleblower, and I ain't no snitch. I still wait there, you know.
But ain't nobody gonna know it's you. All you gotta do is call Crime Stoppers, or you could text them from inside the Croc Crime Bahamas app. They don't ask about you, and your call goes straight through to Miami, so nobody know you is. And if you text, your message get mixed up like Kong Salad.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
In life, there are always challenges. Today, we find ourselves having to be more self-sufficient, socially aware, and technically savvy. At J.S. Johnson, we are committed to our customers by providing cost-effective insurance solutions. No matter what your insurance needs, we will always be here for you. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com. J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, giving you peace of mind.
Hurricane season runs until November 30th. The Insurance Commission of the Bahamas encourages homeowners to be prepared. Review your insurance coverage today. Check your policy limit. Is it enough to rebuild your home? Have you accounted for everything you own and how much it's worth? Do you know the percentage of the hurricane or storm deductible in your policy? What disasters does your policy cover? For more information on how to prepare for hurricane season, visit www.icb.gov.bs.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. My name's Juan McCartney. So good to have you with us. We're talking emotional health, all right? So, and this is important, all right? We're, as men, brought up to bury our emotions, and often when they become too much to bear, we let them out in an unhealthy way, all right? Also, when we get emotionally stressed, we don't deal with it very well. We tend to drift toward alcohol abuse, drug abuse, antisocial personality disorder, right? They used to call it sociopathic, right? So you have to understand how to deal with your emotions. Does it mean you're going to be happy and bubbly and skipping around here, whistling all the day long? No. All right? No. You're still going to get confronted with life. Stuff's still going to make you mad. Stuff's still going to make you angry, right? Stuff's still going to get you depressed. You're still going to face disappointment. But being able to marshal your emotions means you will be able to deal with those things without going so quickly toward those negative outcomes. All right? So, for instance, you're going to, a lot of people right now, a lot of men are going through extreme challenges, and I'm not discounting that women are too, but a lot of men who are taught, and I think they should be taught this, to be providers, who are taught that they are to make it on their own devices, that they are to provide for themselves and their family through their work, through their ingenuity, through their capabilities, they're going through a very, very rough time, all right? Many men have lost their jobs. Men have lost their homes, been kicked out of their apartments. Many men's businesses have been shut down, and a lot of them are having a hard time dealing with it. All right? A lot of men have challenges dealing with their emotions. But we're going to help you to have some tools we're going to help you get some tools to better equip you to work your way toward good emotional health. All right? So you don't have a heart attack or start shooting up heroin and all this. All right? So, and I've made notes here. All right? And some of this is me and some of this is from a variety of sources. All right? So the first thing you need to do, yes, is be aware of what you're feeling. All right? What is it that you're feeling? This is going to maybe surprise some of you, but maybe not. But a lot of men, they don't understand what it is that they're feeling. Right? What do you feel? Do you feel a sense of disappointment? Do you feel a sense of loss? Do you feel a sense of stasis in your life? Do you feel a sense of loneliness even when you're around others? Do you feel a sense of isolation? Do you feel a sense of frustration? Are you anxious? Is something gnawing at you? So the first thing you can do to help your emotional health is identify what it is that you're feeling. All right? And it's difficult. In order to do that, and this is going to sound strange to you, but you have to have a good relationship with yourself. All right? Or you're not going to have good relationships with other people. So know yourself. Explore the inner workings of yourself to the extent that you can clearly identify what you're feeling and you can address it. Now, I'll give you an example. And my wife told me to stop talking to business, but I'll give you an example, right? So my wife, I did something the other day and my wife got angry with me because she thought I was doing it to be mean to her, right? And after she calmed down, you know, I told her, I said, listen, you have to know, right? I'm never going to do something to intentionally hurt you, all right? I know myself. I know how I feel about you. Nothing about how I feel about you makes me want to do anything to hurt you. I always want to protect you. I always want to look out for your best interests. I know that about myself. And you should know that too. So whatever it is that makes you angry, rule out that it's I'm being mean or spiteful or trying to intentionally hurt you. There's nothing about me that wants to do that to you. All right? So know yourself. I know that about myself. All right? And that may sound strange to you that you don't know yourself well enough to know how you feel about someone, but I know that about myself. The next thing you can do to help your emotional health, another thing you can do, is to express your feelings when you've identified what they are, if they are to do with someone you can express them to. All right? And you should have people who you can express your feelings to, even if it's not about them. So if something is bothering you, find someone close to you who you can talk about that with, right? So there's the commercial, right, with the whistleblowers with the Crime Stoppers, right? And the guy's friend comes up to him and he says, well, man, what happened to you? Why are you looking outside? They ran out of tuna and grits this morning, eh? You know, and the guy says, man, why are you always joking about something else like this? And that commercial, As you may not understand it, but that commercial shows a healthy relationship between two men. Right? One friend had something bothering him, and another friend picked up on those cues and asked it to express it to him. Now, men often approach things differently than women, particularly with regard to their emotions, particularly with regard to how they resolve any emotional issues that they have, right? So, to me, and I've you know, if you come to me to tell me about something you say is wrong, in my head, I'm looking to give you a solution. Because men think, well, there's a problem, let's fix it, that's it. Women often will come to you and express to you what they're feeling because they simply want to have that conversation with you, that emotional connection with you, that sort of catharsis, and they want you to understand how they're feeling, not necessarily fix it. But I often find myself, you know, running into problems because I want to fix when my wife comes and tells me something. So I used to do this with my friends, and like I said, it took a while for me to get there. I want to help you fix what you're saying, but sometimes you just need to talk to me about what it is that's on your mind. And so as men, we got to try to understand that we need to be receptive to the fact that men sometimes would just like to communicate. Right? And we have a lot of relationships with men where they go, man, you talk to your wife, but not man, talk to your girlfriend, but not if you, you see what I'm saying? But you should be able to open up to somebody about, hey man, there's an issue on my job. I feel like it's this or that way. I'm looking at it this way. What do you think about it? We need to be able to have those conversations as men, right? So be able to express your emotions, identify them, and then express them, all right? Another thing you can do to help your emotional health, and some of the stuff I'm saying may sound counterintuitive, but I'm telling you, try it. It is think before you act. All right? That doesn't sound counterintuitive, but it sounds counterintuitive to say think before you act to improve your emotional health. Think before you act. Right? Don't let people force you into expressing yourself in a way that you don't want to. All right? Take the time to process what it is that you're feeling. Consider your actions moving forward. For instance, I often get requests to do things that I'm not necessarily inclined to do frequently. And I used to find myself saying yes to want to placate people because I wanted them to think that I was a nice, generous person. All right? I'm not talking in terms of money or all this. Just don't ask me for money, by the way. But in terms of speaking engagements, in terms of doing things, and I found myself being miserable in a circumstance that I did not want to be in because I was trying to please somebody else. So what I do now is I say I'm going to consider it, all right? I'm going to consider what it is that I'm doing because I don't want to be forced in a position to say, yes, let's do it. So consider your environment, consider your actions, consider your thoughts and emotions and feelings before you act out on them. Because you may just end up doing something that you are going to regret. All right? Another thing you must do is to manage your stress. Learn to relax. Find what relaxes you that is not unhealthy. And lean into that. I found myself in a position where I was extremely overweight. I was very tired, fatigued all the time. I felt miserable health-wise. And so I said, I'm going to start exercising. I'm going to start working out, right? Find what it is that you can do to relax yourself. Maybe it's going to the beach, right? Maybe it's running. Yeah, maybe it's meditation. A lot of people do that. Find what it is that is relaxing for you and that helps you to reconnect with yourself and guard that jealously, right? So my gym time is my time, okay? It's my time. I need time to do what it is that will help me to center myself and reconnect myself. So I don't allow people to infringe on that time. It's something you're going to have to be selfish about. Another thing to do to help your emotional health is to always try to seek balance. Seek balance in your life. All right? There's no sense in working 70 hours a week if you're not enjoying your life. There's no sense to it. Make sure that you're striking a balance between working, relaxation, playing, all right? Do things that you enjoy. Find people to do things with that you enjoy, all right? So seek balance. Also, and this goes back to what we were saying about learning to reduce your stress, don't spread yourself too thin. You're going to stress yourself out. You're going to disconnect yourself from yourself because you've given so much of yourself to everyone else. Make sure to keep some of yourself for yourself. You don't have to go to every function somebody's having to make them happy. You don't have to help out on the weekend at the cookout or whatever like that because someone just to. You can balance that out and say, I help this week. You know, this weekend, I'm taking some time for myself. That will help to relieve your stress and it will ease your emotional burdens. All right? Now, here's what you need to do in order to start moving along the path to good emotional health. You need to find a purpose. You need to figure out what is important in your life and focus on that. If it is your career, fine. As I said, seek balance. If it is your family, excellent. If it is philanthropy, volunteer work, taking care of others, that's fine. All right? Focus on finding meaning in your life. Okay? This means something to me to be able to communicate with you. All right? If I get rich, I out. But this means something to me to be able to share information and have a dialogue with you. This brings meaning to my life. Right? My family, they provide my life with meaning to the extent that when you're faced with loss in your family, as I recently was, you feel as though you've lost something even more significant than the space they occupied in your life. You've lost a part of your soul, right? And this goes back to being able to express yourself. When my mother was sick, if you have never dealt with someone, particularly a parent, who is experiencing dementia, I can't explain. I'm a writer, yes. I don't have the words to explain to you what it is to deal with that. You watch someone disappear. You watch the person you know inhabiting the body that you've known all your life. You watch them disappear. All right? And it's like someone's reaching into a part of you and just yanking it out. So I dealt with my mother's illness, and I had to express how I felt at times about it. It was so frustrating, right? With my wife, with my aunts. And I didn't even tell my best friend for months, because I felt like I didn't want to heap on him what I was going through. And it was unhealthy. But you have to be able to express yourself. And getting back to it, find meaning in your life. Right? If that is your children, then great. If it is you want to write a novel, that's fine. You know, you want to paint. All right? Find meaning in your life. Now, here's the thing. You're going to have to, through all of this, try to have a positive mental attitude in terms of things can get better if I work at it strategically and intentionally. All right? Start with the one good thing that may be going on in your life and work toward having one more good thing that you can look at in your life and add to that. And don't feel badly if you don't achieve it at the speed with which you thought you would, okay? Don't. And this leads into my next point. You have got to give yourself a break. Don't be so hard on yourself. Don't beat yourself up. If you make a mistake, acknowledge it, seek to remedy it, and if you cannot, seek to avoid making the same mistakes. Don't beat yourself up. All right? Make sure that you're doing better the next time. Learn to forgive yourself and learn to forgive others, because they are not perfect either. Another thing, and I'll get to it, if you have text messages, I'll get to it. And another thing I wanted to say before we go on to anything else is, S- seek to be around people who are going to feed positivity into your life. All right? Does that mean that you only should be around sunny, upbeat people? No. But it means if you seek to be around positive people who are moving intentionally toward a direction that is good, an outcome that is good, if you seek to be around them, then you will notice that your attitude itself might change. All right, so seek to surround yourself with positivity, people who are doing something. All right, and when you find yourself lacking the thing that brought meaning to your life, find another thing. All right, so you got a lot of, we didn't have Junkanoo over the holiday season. And for a lot of men and women, but for a lot of men, that provides meaning in their lives. And they didn't have that. So some men I know who were Junkanooers and all this stuff like that, they did a building project, right? They started making furniture. One guy I know, he built a treehouse because he wasn't doing Junkanoo. So find meaning, yes, and purpose. Stay positive. Forgive yourself. And seek to be around people who are trying to have a positive mental attitude. Now, we talked about the brain earlier, yes? Your cerebrum, your cerebellum, your cerebral cortex, right? You got all sorts of stuff going on in your brain. Your brain's a very complex, sophisticated organ, all right? There are times that your brain will not work correctly, whether it's through diet, through environment. There's a chemical imbalance in your brain. That happens. If you do all these things I have recommended that you do, and you find yourself in a place where you still want to seek the most negative treatment for your issues, that is the point at which you should seek help. Now, I'm not talking about people with schizophrenia and all this other, that's, you know, a different matter. But if you find yourself to a point where you are wallowing and none of this is moving your emotional health forward, then you should seek professional help. I would recommend you start with a therapist or a counselor. Okay? And they can move you along that path toward better mental health. And I want to also say this before we move on. Take care of yourself. All right? Take care of yourself. Love yourself. Do the best for yourself. That means don't drink too much. And that I struggle with that because I love alcohol. But don't drink too much. All right? Try to quit smoking. Take care of yourself. You'll thank yourself for it. Take your vitamins. Take your supplements. Walk around. See the world. Communicate with people. Meet up with friends. Do good things for yourself. All right? So I'll get to your messages and all that stuff like that. I just wanted to... This is important. All right? This is going to shape all the other things in your life. All right? Your consciousness, your mind, what's going on around in here, that's going to shape the trajectory of your life. All right? Because it's up to you. Men, we have problems with this. We have problems admitting that we are vulnerable. We have problems admitting that we are troubled. And we find ourselves in a place where we put this wall up, this front up, this facade up, that we will crumble inside before we tear that down. You would rather eat yourself alive in your head than admit that maybe you are not as strong as you let on. That maybe things do bother you. Maybe I do have issues coping with certain things. And men destroy themselves like this, focusing on this facade. Admit to yourself when you need to work on some things about yourself. All right? Okay, we take a couple of texts and... Then, you know, if you want to call, we could do. I got more, but, you know, we could, if you want to, I don't want to just be me talk. This says, tell them positive doesn't mean religious or rich people. Positive doesn't mean people who are always partying or doing dangerous stuff. Right. I'm not saying hang around people who are, you believe, are these moral figures who are going to instruct you on how to lead a better life. What I'm saying is seek to be around people who are not wallowing in emotional negativity, all right? Extract yourself from those situations, all right? We talked about this earlier. Sometimes you have to distance yourself from others in order to have a good relationship with yourself. And that's okay. It's okay to sometimes pull back and go, this doesn't work for me. And seek to be around others where there's a more positive relationship. All right? We'll be back on the other side of this break.
Vacation more by indulging yourself and your family with the ultimate staycation getaway at Atlantis. Sleep in, relax, play, go out. Say yes to a fantastic staycation in your very own paradise just over the bridge. For reservations, call 363-6483 or visit Atlantis Local on Facebook for details.
Back for a limited time at Popeyes. Come in and get your ripping chicken today. Enjoy an all-white meat chicken breast partially cut into pull-apart strips, which are slow marinated in a blend of Louisiana seasoning, then hand-battered into a crispy southern breading and deep-fried. Rip this special out of any Popeyes today, along with two signature sides, a biscuit and sauce for just $7.50 fat inclusive.
Love that chicken from Popeyes.
In life, there are always challenges. Today, we find ourselves having to be more self-sufficient, socially aware, and technically savvy. At J.S. Johnson, we are committed to our customers by providing cost-effective insurance solutions. No matter what your insurance needs, we will always be here for you. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com. J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers, giving you peace of mind.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to The Revolution here on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. My name is Juan McCartney. Good to have you with us. We're talking about emotional health. Listen, there's one more thing I wanted to tell you. I'm looking at my notes here. I wanted to tell the men out there. And like I said, if women get anything out of this, that's great as well. Here's a key to having better emotional health as a man in particular, right? That I, through trial and error, learned. You have to learn on a daily basis to reset yourself. Okay? Let me explain. You could have the worst day in the world outside of getting injured or locked up, right? Nothing went right. I lost my job. My woman's cheating on me, right? My kids don't like me, right? or something like that, you know? You have the chance every day to make that day a better day. Reset. You learn this particularly with children. Reset yourself. Oh, I yelled at my kids yesterday. I felt bad. I made them cry, whatever like this. I said something I shouldn't have said. To my wife, you know, try to reset yourself. Don't carry the negativity with you day after day. Make the day that you're in the best day that you can make it. Reset yourself as frequently as you can, and embark upon positivity and improvement daily. All right, that's my other thing I wanted to tell you. All right. It says, hey, Juan, great show today. You should do it more because our men are truly neglected in the community and have nowhere to turn and don't know who to talk to. Says, didn't know that you would take the Picewell issue so hard. No, I'm not. Listen, I said I wanted to be gentle. I like Picewell. I really do. I consider him a friend. I am saying what is going on is should be instructive to those who seek to enter politics so that you don't see the outcomes that we're seeing now emotionally. All right? That's all. I mean, no offense to Picewell. All right? He's a friend. I genuinely like him a lot. And he's, Sparky said what he's going to do. Picewell's going to, he's studying law. He's going to become an attorney. He's going to contribute to society in that way as well. So his story is not over. I'm just saying with regard to that realm, the political, have an understanding of what it is you're getting into. That's all I'm saying. This says, Juan McCartney, show today is the reminder I needed to hear today. I ended up in the ER 2 months ago with a brain bleed because of all those reasons. Thank God I got another chance at life to correct what I was doing wrong and be healthy. My mom also has dementia, and I know how you felt. Thank you so much for this reminder. I'm sorry to hear that. It says, excellent contribution today, Juan. We need to hear these things repeatedly. Says, kudos, Juan. I appreciate this show more than the previous ones. Continue to do well. All right. It says, wow, Juan, that made me cry. My mother's going through the same disease. We'll keep you in my prayers. It's rough. I ain't ready to do a whole show about it, right? Because I don't know if I can keep it together. But there's a community of people out there who are dealing with some stuff with regard to dementia and all this, and that are going through it, and they need support. All right. Now, with the case of my mother, she had compounded, hers was vascular dementia because of blood pressure. See, this is why I tell people, like, take it seriously. Right? Men, go get your pressure check. Go to the doctor. Go make sure that your stuff is intact because you feel fine. You're 35, you're 40. I feel fine. I got high blood pressure. Right? Ain't no big deal. Everything fine, right? What it does is it puts strain on your organs over time. All right? And one of the effects of high blood pressure over long periods of time is dementia. Vascular dementia, where the vessels in your brain start like drying up and dying, and you can't, those parts of your brain, you start losing it. I talked about the cerebellum. My mother's cerebellum, because of the vascular dementia, had to be at a point where it could barely keep her memories together. Anyway, I mean, seriously, go get yourself checked out. You don't want to end up debilitated. All right? Debilitated. I felt, and I'm going to stop talking about this. My fear when I woke up on a daily basis was that my mother would forget who I was. I didn't even know that was a thing. I would wake up and check on my mother every morning, and she would say, "Hey, baby." And this sense of relief would flood through me, and I'd go, "Well, that is still there." But in my mother's case, it was compounding health issues that led to her death. So it says, Juan, learning to say no and teaching people to respect boundaries helps me with my mental health. Very good. Regular exercise and vast amounts of alone time. I'm an introvert. That's good too. And here's what I want to say about this. About that, right? You don't have to only be, and that's fine that you characterize yourself that way. You don't have to be one thing. Right? So, for instance, people see me and they think like, all right, the show is going to pop off. You know, no, right? I'm extroverted when I do the show and I communicate, and I'm quite extroverted in real life, but I also at times feel introverted. I at times want to be left alone, to have introspection. If you see me don't answer you or message or whatever like that, that's because I'm taking my time. Maybe I'm busy, you know? I like to do events, but I don't always like to be in the public spotlight. All right? So, you don't have to be just one thing. This says, great advice. I don't allow anyone to disrupt my weekly fishing fun. That's it. This says, one of the biggest problems with men is this. You work hard and take care of your commitment, but you get no appreciation, especially from the person that should be there for you. So answer me this. Why do women think the way to control her husband is to withhold sex, not for a day, but for months? Well, if you have... I don't mean to laugh at your situation. I don't know that that's happening with you. If your wife is withholding sex from you for months, then she either needs to see a doctor or you need to accompany her to see a therapist, all right? Because that's not normal, all right? I don't know how old you are, but that's not normal particularly for women who have not gone through menopause, all right? This says, I was Mr. Fix-It for everyone one. That can also be a drain on your emotions. This is, yes, Juan, what you just said is correct. Labels cause added pressure to live up to it. Right, exactly. So, you know, when you see me, don't expect a show. I'm just here. You could say what's up, everything cool, right? But no one who is mentally healthy is one thing all the time, or emotionally healthy is one thing all the time. Now, I'm very easy to get along with, all right? If you can't get along with me, then the problem is you, right? But it ain't always going to be this show. Says, you ain't lying, Juan. I want to try to fix things all the time. And wifey gets mad sometimes when you try and analyze and find a solution. But the wifey gets irked with it. Says she just wanted to talk about the issue and let me know. Right. And I've gotten in a lot of trouble with my wife, too. Because, listen, and I probably unhealthily do this with my children. I've tried to stop to find a balance, at least. Unless you are physically hurt or something grave has happened that is impacting you emotionally, I don't do tears, right? So, and that's not healthy, I know. But the crying ain't gonna wake it out for me, right? Now, if you need a shoulder to cry on, that's fine. But if you're trying to get me to help you with something, I can deal with the crying, all right? That's not effective, I find. I'm working on it, but that's the thing I have. This says, what does it say? Oh, Cabbage Beach. Good afternoon to one. Did I just hear a Cabbage Beach vendor threaten to rob members of parliament when they go to their cars? Seriously, I feel her pain, but come on, that's a threat on national radio. I have not heard that. So I know that there's something going on at Cabbage Beach. It was in progress while we were on the show, so I don't have all the details. So I can't speak to it, but I shall tomorrow. I'll look at it, and if you want to talk about it tomorrow, we can. All right? So that's my advice to you for trying to maintain good emotional health. Maybe some of you have different mechanisms to cope with your emotional issues, but seek to be emotionally healthy. All right? It's going to benefit your life. It says, stay away from females who only take and not give. Also remind ladies to support the men. Yeah, you men need support. And women, listen, don't mind us. We need support. We need emotional encouragement. We need to express ourselves. Don't always be like, let's hit me when I watch in the game or whatever. But, you know, we need that too. All right, so just like you need support, and we lie to ourselves, right, that we don't need that as men, but we do. It says it's true. She said she wants to rob the MPs. Well, then Paul Rule, I guess, could deal with that. Okay, so we're out of time. Says, Juan, that texter sounds like my legally separated husband. Listen, men, if you left your wife to gallivant for 14 years and cheat on her and treat her bad, don't expect sex 14 years later, LOL, because you're tired of those expensive sweethearts. Yeah. All right. It says, for real, Juan, don't cry around me. Use your words, LOL. It's a problem I have, but when you start crying, I shut down. Right? Unless something, because I, something wrong. You hate. What happened? You hit something, hit. Somebody pass, everybody okay? I start to shut down when you do that, but it's not completely healthy, and I'm working on it. All right, we got to go. I'm taking up Lang's time. You guys take care out there. Have a great day. Bahamas, Lord willing, we'll be back tomorrow.